SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Swiss Folk Music Live. In this series, we bring you Swiss folk music as it is being played on all kinds of occasions. Today, we'll hear a number of very popular Swiss folk artists from all over the country in a concert performance at the famous Kornhaus Keller, a music restaurant established at the ancient grain cellar in the capital city of Bern. So let's now join our host, Bob Zanotti.
And here in the great hall of the grain cellar, with its wood-paneled interior, before a crowd of Swiss and foreign guests, a stage has been set up in front of a huge barrel which was used for storing wine in olden days. And our Swiss folk music live concert opened to the traditional sounds of the mighty Alphorn, to many people a true symbol of Switzerland, no doubt the most spectacular of all among Swiss folk instruments. Perhaps even more than the Alphorn, yodeling is associated with Switzerland throughout the world. And a bit of yodeling is included in a well-known Swiss folk song, which will now be presented by the Boys' Choir of Cairns in central Switzerland. From Lucerne to Vecchis, along the shores of the lake. Well, if proof were needed of the claim that singing, and especially Swiss yodeling, keeps a person young and in good shape, Jakob Ummel, the grand old man of the art of yodeling in Switzerland, could surely provide it. Getting well on towards 80 at the time of this performance, here he is with his longtime singing companion, Franny Kneubühl, one of the country's finest lady yodelers, in a song from his own pen, Autumn's Drawing Near. One of the most tradition-minded regions of Switzerland is the Emmental Valley, home of the world-famous cheese. Accordionist Max Weilenmann, with his group, plays a medley of folk dances in the style of the old-time country dance bands of the Emmental.
Thank you.
The Swiss are not only a bi or even trilingual nation. In the southeastern mountain regions of the country, in Graubünden, known as the Grissons, there lives a mere handful of people, no more than 1% of the whole Swiss population, who speak yet another idiom. It's Romansch, the fourth Swiss national language, and it even exists in a number of different dialects. In their struggle against the threat of their beloved mother tongue's extinction, the gift of choral singing of the Romansch people is a powerful weapon. We hear the Romansch male choir of Bern. Happy, Latin-flavored folk sounds come from Switzerland's southernmost region, the sunny Ticino, where the language is the same as across the border in Italy, and where the people share many other of their Italian neighbors' characteristics. Let's listen to the Quintetto del Gaggio in a very typical, popular Ticino melody.
Tutti ti chiamano bella, tutti ti vogliono cantare, e tra le bimbe sei quella che sola vogliono amare. Oh vivo fiore della valle, ascolta questa canzone. Oh valle magina, Ticinella innamorata, le tue valli ridenti ti faranno contenti quando il bel sole ti rischiara il bel visino. Tu mi sembri un fiorellino che là sul monte fiorì. Poi quando scende la sera al pian ti stanno aspettando, bel fiore di primavera, noi ti vogliamo festeggiare, e tutti intorno in un coro lieti torniamo a cantare. Oh valmagina, Ticinella innamorata, le tue valli ridenti ti faranno contenti quando il sole di rischiare il bel visino. Tu mi sembri un fiorellino che lassù il monte fiorì. Chiara il bel visino, tu mi sembri un fiorellino che là sul monte fiori.
Roughly one-fifth of the Swiss population speak French, and their popular music shows their fondness for folk songs. No wonder the region has a large number of fine choirs and choral societies, such as the one of Prilly, a charming community among the vineyards of the shore of Lake Geneva. The song we'll hear, like so many in French-speaking Switzerland, deals with wine growing and wine making. We close the Swiss folk music live concert from Bern's famous Kornhaus Keller, or grain cellar, presenting some of the finest Swiss folk artists, with a very typical performance of folk dance music from Western French-speaking Switzerland. Lively and gay, a very popular band, humorously named La Perce Aurée, the Earwig, plays the Midsummer Waltz. And with this number, we say goodbye to you all, until next time, and thanks for listening.